Players weekend underway across the major leagues. In Toronto, no different as the Blue Jays host the Twins. Many players across the league donning nicknames on the back of their uniform this weekend, including Byron Buck Buxton.
And the pitch, Buxton bunts. Dozier heading home. Happ's going to field. He will have no play. Squeezes on. Dozier scores. Mauer at second. Byron still at first. As Happ comes home and the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a drive. Left center field and deep. Back in the gap it goes. Deep and in play off the wall. Mauer scores. Buxton scores. A two-run double from Polanco. And it's 3-0 Twins. So two down for Justin Smoke. And a 2-0 pitch as a smash to left center field in trouble. Byron tracking, looking, staring, and gone. That's his 35th, and it's 3-1 Twins.
And he will face Rob Refschneider with runners at first and second and two down. Buxton tracking it and leaping and making a great catch in right center field. Byron Buxton ends the inning with a superb catch. Unbelievable catch by Buxton to end the threat.
And the Twins have runners at the corners for Buxton. Line drive, base hit left field. Jimenez scores, and the Twins have a 6-1 lead here in the ninth.
Twins take it 6-1 the final. They snap a two-game slide. Bartolo Colon improves to 4-2 with Minnesota. He gets the victory on the mound. Buxton a big game. Three hits, two RBIs, a run scored, and a stolen base. Here's Twin skipper Paul Molitor after the win.
It was a fun game. Couple tough games we talked about last few days. But, you know, to come out and win the first game of a series here, a place we haven't played particularly well, I know the last couple years. So. And, you know, pretty complete game as far as, you know, outstanding start by Bartolo. Bullpen did its job. And we made good defensive plays. And, you know, one of my favorite things are bunt hits, and we got three of those. So, you know, Buxton, three knocks, executed a couple of those. Polanco had a good night. Joe had a good night. Doze had a couple knocks. Garver had a triple. You know, so there was some balance. You know, Bartolo spread out some hits along the way, but he made really a lot of quality pitches. He got us deep into the game. You know, I ended up taking him out there after the base hit by Smoke, just given where we were in his pinch count and everything, and things worked out well at the end.
Buxton's two bunts and Polanco's one. They're just reading the situation and going on their own?
Yeah, you know, I think Buck knows. We talk about that first and third situation a lot. When he's feeling good, you know, go ahead and drive the ball to the outfield. But, you know, it's pretty much a given if he can get down the ball at least close to the right area. You're going to get the run and potentially get yourself a hit. So that was nice execution. And after the leadoff double, he'd go ahead and try to advance the guy to third any way that he felt the most comfortable. He made a perfect bunt. I think he got the first before anybody touched the ball. So it's good to see. I think he's got more confidence in that part of his game, and you combine that with the way he's swinging the bat, and, you know, he's doing a lot of contributing offensively.
How impressive was his catch in the eighth?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just you don't ever want to take that for granted, to have that type of defense. You know, you look at him and Pilar and guy down in Tampa, guys that, you know, a lot of guys can play that position, but he's special. You know, game's still in balance if it gets over his head there. He shaded him that way, but he got an outstanding jump and closed on it. And, you know, just sheer athleticism.
Nice to get Curtis in there. And what did you think?
Well, I was hoping to, you know, get add one more there. But we went ahead and gave him the ball. You know, I'm sure he was a little bit nervous, but he did a nice job. You know, he made one mistake with the slider 0-2 that he got away with, but he came back with a really good one to strike out Pierce, and then, you know, fell behind Donaldson, but came back and he got the last out. So, you know, good to get him out there. I've been kind of looking for the right spot. I'm not sure if that was perfect, but you know, he did a nice job.
With Bartolo, 9 hits. Does he change something when guys are on base that you know, none of them scored?
I don't think, you know, situations change what he does too much. I'm trying to think back on some of the hits. Obviously, Smoke got a mistake change up there, and you know, he got first. They were attacking the first pitch quite a bit. You know, a couple of situations where they had opportunities. They were, you know, balls that got through the infield for the most part. So I thought he obviously did good damage control with the base runners that he had.
You had leadoff man on base 8 times too. That keeps a lot of pressure on their pitching. Does it take a toll? It does.
You know, when you get a leadoff man on, you just look for ways to try to get him to score. You know, you just try to keep the line moving somehow. Sometimes it's a bunt. Sometimes it's hit and run and stealing a base. You know, I think we stole a few bases tonight too. So, you know, just that leadoff man does changes how the innings unfolds. You know, you get a guy on base right away with three outs to play with.
Byron Buxton had a huge game. Three hits, two RBIs, and a run scored, and a stolen base. Here's Buck after the win.
We just went up there and not try to do too much tonight. We went up there, we was aggressive with the fastball, and we put some good swings on it and got some quality hits.
You had three hits yourself. Two of them were bunts. One of them was a bunt RBI. In those situations, how did you read it? How did you go ahead and bunt and not swing away?
The scenario, you know, he was holding Joe on at first, and I saw the second baseman playing back a little bit. And, with a run on third base and bunting being one of my assets, I knew that all I had to do was get it down, and I knew Doge could get by, and, you know, he left a pitch over that I can handle.
And that's going on your own. That's not taking a key from Molitor, correct?
Right.
You ended the eighth inning with that fantastic catch, and we've seen you make a lot of different ones. This was going to your left, diving all out. You had a pretty good reaction afterwards, too. Can you describe how you tracked that ball down?
Off the bat, I saw it kind of tailing away from me, and kind of had to put on my jets a little bit. But off the reaction, I saw it off the bat pretty well, and my first step went pretty well, and, you know, was able to make the play.
Brian Dozier had two hits and scored a run in the Twins' Friday night victory over the Blue Jays. Here's Doze after the game.
You've seen it for, you know, the past month now for us. He fills up the zone. I've said this before. Veteran pitcher, knows what he wants to do with each and every batter. It's especially down this stretch, this last month of the season, he knows how to win. And I'm glad he was on our team, because the pace of the game, filling up the strike zone, in and out with the fastball, worked out pretty well tonight.
You were standing on third base when Byron Buxton bunted for the first time tonight. Are you ready for him to do anything like that in any situation? When he's at the plate, you know it's a possibility to bunt. Were you ready in that situation for that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially, you do this all year, but especially this time of year when you're trying to make a push for the playoffs, you manufacture runs as best as possible. And when you see a chance that that you can manufacture one run, the first baseman's playing back and you got a left-hander up, then it makes sense to just one of those plays. He did the same thing with Bautista back and dropped a couple of drag bunts, him and Polanco. The way things are flowing right now, to bear down and manufacture runs as best as possible, we did that tonight.
This was the first night of Players Weekend. You got Doge on the back of the jersey. There's a little more flair. Now it all comes down to still playing baseball, but what did you find you liked about Twins, Blue Jays, everybody with their own little creativity and individuality?
Well, obviously this is the first year doing all this, and I think the fans enjoy it. You play for the fans, and it's all for them, and then you auction off these things at the end, and all goes to charity, so it's all a good thing. Doge on the back could have went with a couple of different things, but the big part right here, let me get the zoom in. Yeah, zoom in right here. Right there, Fulton, Mississippi. Family back home, 3,800 people. Love you guys.
The series between these two teams continues Saturday with Dylan G on the mound for the Twins against Marco Estrada for the Blue Jays.